This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, got much to cover today. And I'm actually contemplating right now as to what I want to cover or be led to cover over the next hour here. But what I began to think about was yesterday's show and how I received an invitation to go to a concert downtown Minneapolis. It's a Christian concert. It's a free concert. The allurement, and by the way, I'm not criticizing the person that gave me the invitation. I'm just simply criticizing the methods that are being used, the crossless methods that are being used to draw men unto the Christ that they have created. And it's a false grace, by the way. Matter of fact, if you go to Jude, it tells us, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, not an excuse for a modern version of grace to stay in sin," read Isaiah 30, "it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Why would they contend? Well, it tells us in verse 4, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ." Scripture commands us to contend for the faith. How backwards these words are to the modern version of the professed church in America. And by the way, the invitation that was given unto me to go to this concert, this free Christian concert, the allurement was it's going to be the largest pillow fight ever. They're going to have a large pillow fight, the largest pillow fight ever in the history of America. That's how they're alluring young people to Jesus Christ, the Christ that they have created. And it's interesting because when you read the second commandment in Exodus 20, it says, "Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image," a god to suit your sin, a god that looks just like you. No, you need to keep in mind that God is holy and he is just, first and foremost. And it's interesting how these false professors want to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh and then convince everybody else that they're the standard and they need to follow them all the way to the gates of hell. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, when you go back to old-time preachers, you know, what we're talking about is a lawless gospel. The modern gospel in America is completely lawless. And it's interesting that people are so biblically illiterate all the way through, friends, that they cannot even make the distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. Ceremonial law and moral law, forgive me. That's how biblically illiterate these people are. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said, the Prince of Preachers. "If you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. Why would you go to a doctor, America? Because someone gave you a knowledge of your disease, your ailment, your sickness, right? Well, that's what the law of God does. It exposes the ailment, the disease, the sickness within. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. And keep in mind, the law is the schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ. And this was modern gospel back in the 60s, what I'm sharing with you right now. My wife's grandma, 98 years old, died a year and a half ago. We asked her what it was that she heard from the pulpits back in the 60s and before, that which preceded the 60s. She said it was always the law and the prophets. Always the law and the prophets. Now you get these people that call themselves Christians, and they don't even know the commandments. And yet Scripture tells us, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And by the way, that's the New Testament. But see, what we have done is we've elevated a grace over the knowledge of understanding what real grace is over the law, and then they put law and grace versus one another, as if they're working one towards another, when in fact Christ came to fulfill the law, Romans 3:31. But listen to what Spurgeon said. If you lower the law, this is common sense. If you take away the stop signs at a four-way stop sign, what's going to happen? You're going to have a crash. You're going to have collision. You're going to have a disaster, right? Well, that's exactly what the professed church in America has done. And then they come up with, thou shall not judge. Well, let me tell you something. Natural law will conflict with your ignorance spiritually. Let me tell you. Next time you get pulled over for speeding, just tell the cop, thou shall not judge. Hey, let me tell you this. Don't twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture, period. Back to Spurgeon. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain. For it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God, the moral law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose, and it must not be removed from its place. And guess what's been removed from its place? The modern version of the false gospel in America. Look at the lawlessness and the workers of iniquity that prevail in what they call the church in America today. They've lost the light. They've lost power to influence the world. Now they're being influenced by the world. And they're now using reprobate methods to try to convince them that they need Jesus. The one that didn't come to condemn. The one that didn't, you know, give them any commandments to follow. I mean, wow. I mean, people are really that ignorant today. I mean, you can't even do that in natural law, and they think that they can do that in spiritual law. And it's interesting, natural law is a reflection of spiritual law based on the Mosaic institution. 2 + 2 = 4, friends. And again, people need to think things through. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to highlight something that someone posted on my site yesterday. And again, talking about biblical illiteracy to the max. It's scary. It really is. Someone posted what people think the Bible says. Follow all these rules or burn in hell. You know, and then it says under it what the Bible actually says. You can't follow all these rules, so trust in Jesus. And then there's a little post right below it. It says legalist from a kid that says, I love Jesus on his shirt. And then Jesus standing there right in front of his face saying, well, if you love me, keep my commandments. I mean, do you want to talk about a confliction? Well, there you have it, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Worked up on an invitation I was given yesterday. Still talking about it. And it's interesting to note they're having a large concert in Minnesota here. And they're alluring people to come to listen to a evangelist, a modern-day evangelist. It's going to be modern gospel, you can rest assured. And it's interesting to note the way that they've allured these young people is to welcome and witness the largest pillow fight ever in the history of America. Yeah, you're not, folks, I'm not kidding when I'm telling you this. And I want to tell you this. It jacks me up. It makes me mad. Because I am tired of counterfeit Christianity. I really am. Look at the society in which we live today. Do you not realize that that falls to the steps of the professed church in America? I'm talking about law and grace right now. And the lawless gospel that you're hearing today in America completely runs counter to Scripture every step of the way. You know, if you ask the man that was in hell in the book of Luke 16:19-31, I'll just go to 23. It says, in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all of this, between you and there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us, that we would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, the man in hell said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. What was the reply? Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Whoa! Woe, 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 was Martin Luther right. Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Completely contrary. I was just highlighting a post that someone had on their site. And again, it jacked me up. And what it has a picture of a goofy kid with braces and nerdy glasses on with the Holy Bible in his left hand, of course. And then Jesus on the cross, of course, no blood on the cross, right? No blood, no salvation, friends. But it says what people think the Bible says. Follow all the rules or burn in hell. That's not at all what the law does. The law condemns. It doesn't justify. The gospel justifies to those that believe. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. Completely backwards. People don't understand. On the bottom of this post, it has a picture of the woman that was caught in adultery in John 8 at the feet of Jesus. And it says what the Bible actually says. And then it says right below that, you can't follow all these rules, so trust in Jesus. Wait a second. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Christ didn't sin. And yet we're called to emulate the Christ, not fallen man in his opinion, which is a departure from Scripture. This is how there's a division and schism in the body of Christ in the first place, because men depart from what the Christ said, rather than what man said. They take on the commandments of man, and then they make void the commandments of God. Listen, if we truly know what we've been saved from, we should know what we're saved for. And if we're truly repenting for our sin, we shouldn't be asking the Lord to have more grace so I can go around and crucify him over and over and over again and then call it grace. That's not a thankful individual. That's a hardened individual. That's what Judas did. Read Hebrews 6:6. They bring him to an open shame. Now, friends, I also want to say this. When you read Micah 3:5, it is this mentality of people that have brought war against the Christ. It tells us in Micah 3:5, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people to err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. And you know what happens at the end of the day, friends? They end up blaming God for everything that goes wrong. Well, let me tell you this, and I say this with all confidence, wholeheartedly. Blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. You heard me right. Blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun, for all of the darkness. How ridiculous. You know, one time on the show here, I was talking about blaming God for all the evils in the world is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good. As a matter of fact, a lot of people are angry at God for the very reasons that God didn't give them, but they themselves, by choosing to sin and separate themselves before a just and a holy God, they're mad at him for the choices they've made. That's not right. By the way, I know somebody very close to who I am, my family. And we see this individual probably, I don't know, every three to five years. And I'm telling you, there were times where we picked him up from school, where we took him on a trip with us to surprise him, to meeting him at every need that he's ever had in his life and more. Being there for him every step of the way. I mean, especially being a fatherless kid such as myself, I didn't want to be that way towards anybody else because I know what it's like when someone's MIA, missing in action. You know, one time I just turned and I asked this guy, I said, can I ask you something? How come we never see you? How come you never come around? How come we never hear from you? You know what he said to me? He said, because you guys are doing the right thing. They don't come around the God of Israel because God is the one that's doing the right thing. And that's exactly what is happening in this country today. I mean, just think about this. The God that sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary to bleed as the propitiation of and for the sins of mankind is somehow the bad guy in their view. You have it backwards, my friend. You have it backwards. This is like me going and knocking on a door in 1944 after World War II and being angry with the father that delivered up his son, fighting against a tyrant in Germany, and bleeding and dying and coming back and burying him 6 feet under the ground. It's like me knocking on his door and being mad at him for the sacrifice that he gave concerning his son on my behalf to give me the freedoms that I have. Shame upon us. Hey guys, we need to think about things like this before we get mad at God. I'm getting caught up in this moment, guys, and I'm thankful that I am. You know how thankful I am for the air that I breathe? The provision that I've got? My sight, my hearing, my health, my family. You know, it reminds me of when you're driving down the street and you see someone that doesn't have any arms or legs, or they're quadriplegics, or they're deaf, or they're blind, and they got this smile on their face. We should be ashamed of ourselves, America, in so many different ways. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. We forget not all of your benefits, who healeth all of our diseases. We have every right in the world and every reason in the world to be thankful for what the Lord has already bestowed upon us, not for what He hasn't bestowed upon us. You want to talk about the goodness of God that leads us to repentance? There you have it right there. It reminds me of when Peter was told by Jesus to go ahead and cast his net on the right side of the boat, and he did it. And he said, well, listen, I've been doing this all night, Jesus. Come on. I'm tired. And now you want me to do it again? And the Lord said, no, cast it over there, and he did. And there were so many fish that were caught that he ran up to Jesus, and he bowed down, and he acknowledged the goodness of the Christ when he said, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. We have every reason, friends, to be so thankful for the things that He has bestowed upon us already. We have every reason in the world to live for what He has died for without any error or wrong on His part in any sense of the word. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day.
Americans gather to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, and to assure their families that we will never forget and we will never fail to honor the service and sacrifice of their loved ones.
The Vice President was joined by other administration officials, including Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. President Trump is continuing his state visit to Japan. He held a joint news conference with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The alliance between the United States and Japan is a cornerstone of stability and prosperity in the region and all around the world. The Prime Minister and I continue our close consultation in pursuit of peace and security.
The President returns to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to share with you our Twitter account, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter account, double E. Facebook, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean on Facebook. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump on our YouTube page, please do. You're going to be glad that you did. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. And if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, add to, take away, contend, whatever the case may be, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this, again, is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I was talking about blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. It's absolutely ridiculous. People blame God for the things that he's not guilty of. It's interesting, too, how people become angry with Christians for the very things that Jesus Christ himself rebuked them for. And you need to keep in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. That's what got him killed. So when you're talking about them Christians and it's a lack of Christianity, don't blame Christ for their compromises. Don't blame Christ for their hypocrisies. Because again, keep in mind, Jesus rebuked them for the very same things that you're angry about. Now what's your excuse? You don't have one. You don't have one. But I was just talking about this, friends. Is the sun to blame for darkness? because that's what people want to do. They want to blame God for all the evils in the world when the opposite is true. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened a small tin, he took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat down next to him. This astonished him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and she ate it right in front of him. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Wow! Wow! Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman. Different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, presumptuous flashed all through his mind. And as he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that this identical tin of cookies were still at his feet. In an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, impudent person. See, he had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, been very gracious. See, when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you'll find that it is man and his sin, the choice that he made. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. That it is man and sin and what he chooses to commit, which are responsible for the evils in this world. James 1:12. Not God. It's not his fault. I mean, look at the goodness that he's lavished upon us. How can we be angry at him for that? Well, what about corruption in politics and corruption in the church? And did you see the guy that went out and killed all those? Wait a second. This is all a departure from the living God. This is all a departure of God's moral law. This is all a departure from the Christ. I mean, can you imagine if Christians in this country really practiced what they preached? This would be a utopia, America. But again, think about it. Because of the grace of God, people still look at America as the light of the world, no matter how bad you think it is here. I mean, there's so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek, power under control, King of glory. And yet, because he rebels, war continues, and man has the audacity to blame God. And I want to tell you something. They're blaming God because of false preachers today. They're blaming God. You know, it's been said, and I've heard this before, the greatest reason for atheism throughout the world is professed Christians. Well, that's not true, because atheists want to rule themselves. They believe in God. They just don't want to be ruled by God. They know all the well there's a God. And by the way, atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. Okay, it's just man-made is really what it comes down to. They've chosen to put the blinders on. They've chosen to put their finger on their eyeball. So often when I say you could transport these people to the sun and they wouldn't see it, it's because they don't want to see it, though they know it's there. Atheists spend their whole lives fighting against a God they say they don't believe in. How ridiculous. I mean, when you go through the Ten Commandments to see the reason for the evils in this world, listen, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you serve other gods? Anything your heart is attached to outside of God, you're serving other gods. We're to serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Do you serve a God that overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, so on and so forth? Well, your God doesn't exist. He's a figment of your imagination. And number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Don't say you're a Christian and don't practice what you preach, because for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You will be repaid to your face for your hypocrisies. Do you practice what you preach? Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you honor God by your giving him your heart? Giving God your heart and your hand to man is the true Sabbath. Man was not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for the man. Number five is honor thy father and thy mother. Hold them in high esteem. To those that follow the Lord, where they depart, you depart from following them. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1. Honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It's the first commandment with promise. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? I don't think there's anything more shameful for a kid to do than to depart from the example that the parents have set before them in a godly fashion. I've been reading 1 Kings and 2 Kings over the last couple days here, and it's absolutely amazing how kings that did that which as David did, and they wholly followed the Lord, and then all of a sudden when they die and their children take the throne, they did that which is evil before the Lord. Reproachful, disrespectful, unthankful, hateful towards God and their parents. That's not honoring your parents. That's dishonoring your parents and dishonoring God. Number six is thou shalt not kill. Jesus said in Matthew 5, are you angry with your brother without a cause? Because if you are, you're in danger of the judgment. Just think about that. The law says thou shalt not kill. Grace says even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger. Well, Bradley, are you telling me that you don't? Wait a second. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you. And furthermore, I'm not the example to follow. Christ is. Okay? Get your eyes off a fallen man, because you're only simply looking for an excuse to do the things that you want to do. And if you're truly saved and you're truly grateful for the sacrifice, you're not looking for an excuse to keep doing the wrong. You're looking for an excuse to receive more grace from Christ to do that which He did. Number seven is thou shalt not commit adultery. That's the law. Grace says, even if you look at a woman to lust after or a man, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. It's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and cast it from you, because it's better for one of your members to be cast away than for your whole body to go into hell. Again, read Matthew 5. Number 8 is thou shalt not steal. Have you stolen something of great or small value? It doesn't matter. Stealing is stealing, friends. There's no value on it before God. Number 9 is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you told a lie? Oh, we all have. No, we all haven't. That's always the first response. Well, we all have. No, we haven't. We haven't all committed adultery. We haven't all killed. We haven't all lied. No. Those that are saved by grace, yes, we are sinners saved by grace. But to those that understand grace, it's an empowerment to, guess what? Be just like our big brother, as he perfects that which concerneth me, having a dependency upon the Holy Ghost. Where I can stand like that of David and say, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. There is absolutely no excuses for man to remain in sin. Everything's been given. Hey, listen. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound. And it's interesting how the world will continuously recite Romans 5 and say, well, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Yes, now listen to what you said. Where sin abounds, more of the law enters that the offense might abound. Okay? And then he talks about how where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. But what you're seeing in America today is the sin abounding, not the grace. Because where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And then you can take that to Scripture, like, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And again, what it comes back to is what I shared with you yesterday. What do you feed upon? What about number 10? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, to desire them. Nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hey, America, have you lusted after something that does not belong to you? Because if you have broken any of these Ten Commandments, you are guilty as hell before a living God. I just drove you to the foot of the cross, where you now put your faith in Jesus Christ and go and sin no more as you follow Him and ask Him to perfect you as He gives you more grace to keep His commandments better.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
So, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about blaming God for all the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. This all coming because you have the false prophets giving an upside down version of the gospel. Backwards every step of the way. I'm about to explain that to you and show you in Scripture over and over and over again as to what I'm talking about. But I want to go back to, is the sun to blame for darkness real quick? This is Noah Webster. Webster's 1828 author. He was a soldier in the Revolutionary War. We all know who he is. The very beginning of the dictionary, it's interesting, you open it up and it says he taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, sin. 1 John 3:4. But listen to what Noah Webster said in light of everything I just shared with you. No pun intended, by the way. In the light of, right? Talking about how blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. But listen to what he said. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Precepts are those things that which God has entrusted to his people to uphold. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. See, so folks, it's not what God is doing to us. It's what man has doing. It is what man has done in rebellion towards him. And then man turns around and blames God for his own rebellions, really. You know, then they say, then they resort to, I can't help myself. The devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do anything. You chose to do what the devil suggested. Period. I mean, and before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violation towards God and his holy law. John 3:16 comes into play in order to establish the light. Huh. Man, never thought about that. Nope. That's all I do is think about it. Pondering. Constantly. Let me go over to those that I was highlighting over the last couple days. Namely, those that are probably listening to me right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that are putting on this event, giving away 50,000 free pillows to the first 50,000 people that come in the door to watch the world's largest pillow fight. That's how they're alluring men to Christ these days, rather than using the law of God to drive them, as the schoolmaster, to the foot of the cross. Listen carefully. Mark 10:17, the New Testament. Keep in mind, Jesus was and is a preacher of the circumcision. Ceremonial law has done and had been done away with and fulfilled in Christ. He has never abrogated or done away with the moral law. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Listen carefully. Mark 10:17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" To Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God." The first thing Jesus says to this individual, the rich young ruler, he says, "You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, number 7. Do not kill, number 6. Do not steal, number 8. Do not bear false witness, number 9. Defraud not, number 10. Number 9. Honor thy father and thy mother, number 5. He just gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 10 commandments. And he answered and said unto him, "Master," an attempt to justify himself, he said, "All these have I observed from my youth." Now listen again, keep in mind, the law condemns. Okay? The gospel justifies if I believe. He said, "Master, all these things I've observed from my youth." Man, I'm in. I'm going to heaven. "Take heed that you stand, lest you fall." Verse 21, Mark 10. Then Jesus, looking upon him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing you lack." The one thing that he lacked, Jesus went to it. He didn't beat around the bush. He didn't say, "Well, I'm going to spend the next couple months winning him over to me." No, that's not what he did. He told him the truth. Love does not withhold the truth, because love worketh no ill. It owes mankind the truth, and the Holy Ghost will always give it if he can find one that will be found a faithful witness that delivereth souls. Period. I don't care about their feelings. I care about their souls. Jesus, looking upon him, loved him and said, "One thing you lack. Go your way." He went right to the heart, what he really served. "Sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." Deny yourself and follow me. "He who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." Remember Jesus said that? "He who loves his life in this life will lose it, and he who hates it in this life will find it." He's talking about the cross here. This is what the modern gospel preachers fail to preach. The cross. "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Folks, I am telling you, being in ministry for over 20 years, how many professors that think they're on their way to heaven who live like the devil? And I want to tell you something. If you are not moral, you can rest assured you're in the same lot as Judas. Rest assured. Rest assured. It's thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. Do you see how he adjusted his heart and said, wait a second. I want you to understand your riches. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? That's where your heart is right now. And keep in mind, there are not racks on the top of a hearse to bring your belongings with you. You came into the world naked, and you're going to leave the world naked. But isn't it interesting? What he did is he reverted back over to Matthew 6:33, which comes to my aid right now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Not the other way around. And see, this is what the modern gospel preachers are preaching today. And they're the ones that want to make gain out of you. That's why they're not telling you the truth. You know, it's the same thing in the natural. You want to resolve the dilemma with the young people in this country? Bring them to Arlington Cemetery and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Show them the price of their liberty, their freedoms. Show them the cross. You know what the rich man did? After Jesus said, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. It's the hard way. It's the straight and narrow way. It's not the wide way. It's not the easy way. The Bible says in verse 22, Mark 10, and he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Whatever your heart is set on before the God of Israel in Jesus Christ is where your treasure is. Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them to trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished, his disciples were, out of measure. Whoa! Saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. And listen to what Peter said. Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house, brethren, sisters, fathers, mothers, or wives, children, lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time of the Spirit and presence of God, where your true riches are to be found. Not in your goods, not in that which takes the place of the Most High God. Lord, hear me in Jesus' name. Apply what I'm speaking about right now to my life right now in Jesus' name, in all sincerity. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Folks, taking it back to the modern gospel, none of this is being preached today in this country. 98-99% of what you see out there is modern gospel. They are the ones that are responsible for what you are seeing in this country today. Just so you know, judgment begins in the house of God, and I'm just trying to make sure, by giving it a little push, that it happens quicker on our watch so we don't end up falling into the same ungodly lot. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.